Now that elections are over, deadlines for the state budget are rapidly approaching. As Karen DeWitt reports, Comptroller Tom DiNapoli has released a largely positive budget outlook for the new year, though he warns of some uncertainties.
Under reforms adopted a few years ago, state officials, including the comptroller, are required to start the budget process even earlier. Comptroller Tom DiNapoli is out with his report, and he says the state budget is largely in balance.
The economy is in a recovery mode. It's a slow and tentative and tenuous recovery, but we benefit from that. And also, recent budgets have been more responsible, been staying in balance, so that gives us a better foundation to work from.
But the comptroller says there's a lot of uncertainty out there, including the continued instability in Washington that led to the partial government shutdown in October.
What happens in Washington if there's another partial shutdown, if there's a default on U.S. obligations, if the automatic budget cuts are not moderated in some way, all of that could be a negative hit.
Governor Cuomo's budget office, in its mid-year report, projects a structural gap of $1.7 billion in the new year, growing to nearly $3 billion in 2016 if nothing is done to curb spending. The governor's budget report also cites uncertainties, including possible higher interest rates and the impacts of weak job growth. Despite that, Governor Cuomo says he thinks there will still be money for tax cuts in the new year because he says he's held the line on spending.
We've held ourselves to 2% growth. The economy is starting to pick up, not as fast as we would like to see it pick up, but it's starting to pick up. And we're in a position now to do additional tax cuts.
Cuomo has created two tax commissions. One is co-chaired by former Governor George Pataki and will look at cutting property taxes, which in New York are among the highest in the nation.
We have to get that property tax down. That's what's chasing people from this state. It's chasing businesses from this state.
New York State doesn't collect property taxes, so a reduction in those taxes would not impact the state budget. Local governments and school districts, however, do depend on property taxes for their budgets. The head of the state's teachers union, New York State United Teachers Richard Iannuzzi, says he hopes the tax cuts don't come at the expense of schools. And he says he's a little concerned about the governor's tax-cutting commission.
He's wanted them to focus on cutting taxes. I would prefer they focus on issues of equity, because we are lacking that kind of equity, and they focus on poverty.
Which Iannuzzi says is a growing problem in New York. Comptroller DiNapoli, who has remained neutral on the topic of tax cuts, says the numbers will have to add up.
It has to be in balance. So if you want to propose tax cuts and there's not a windfall of revenue to accommodate that, then that means you have to do cuts on the spending side.
But he says he'll wait and see what the governor's tax commission actually says. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.